You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Let's turn now to the chairman of Michigan's Republican Party, Ronna Romney McDaniel. Welcome back to Stateside. Were these results beyond what you had hoped for?
Absolutely. It's a great night all the way around. We thought we were going to keep our majority in the state house and keep our congressional delegation. And we actually thought Trump could win Michigan. But, you know, you're always nervous going into Election Day, and I think we exceeded expectations.
So what do you think was behind the victory? I mean, here we've got Michigan going to a Republican for the White House for the first time. It's 1988. Why do you think that happened?
Well, as I was traveling the state, certainly we knew we had enthusiasm on our side. And every day I would run into voters who would say, I've sat out the past three elections, but I'm coming off the bench to vote for Donald Trump. Or Union Democrats coming and saying, I'm voting for Donald Trump, or a young college student. So we knew that there was something happening, that he was expanding his coalition here in Michigan. But I do think there are voters that were not being represented in the polls that came out and voted in this election who had not been part of previous elections.
Did the results square with your own internal polls, Ronna?
Yes, our internal polls on Friday showed Trump with a victory in Michigan of 8,000 votes. That is what our polling was showing. We knew it was tight, so that is why we pushed very hard to have Donald Trump here and Mike Pence here. Mike Pence here was here four days in a row. We knew turnout was going to be the difference maker, and boy, that modeling was pretty right on to be at 13,000 votes. We exceeded our expectations, I guess.
I'm curious, am I correct that the Michigan GOP, that the party canceled its election night party a couple of weeks ago? How come?
We never canceled an election night party. We hosted a combined election night party with Brooks Patterson in Oakland County. I don't know where that news story came from, actually. It's kind of a false news story, but we had a great party down in Waterford. I will say I didn't do a massive $100,000 party because every dollar I had, I wanted to put towards candidate assistance. I am a fiscally conservative chair, and it looks like we made the right decision.
Ronna, you know that there are people who are not celebrating a Donald Trump victory today, and they've heard things that he said during the campaign, and they're worried. What do you say to them?
Well, certainly we do need to heal as a nation. And Donald Trump, I think, made great strides last night with his gracious speech and reaching out to Secretary Clinton. And then today, seeing President Obama give his speech and Secretary Clinton give her speech, we need to bring this country together. We can't continue under the divisiveness and the vitriol, and Donald Trump's going to have to lead the way.
What are your top three plans and priorities moving forward, Ronna?
Oh, that's too much right now. I wanted to keep the state house, keep our congressional delegation, our Supreme Court, and win the White House, and we swept all that, and we got some education boards on top of that. So right now, I'm just thinking about, when am I going to get to sleep for a little while?
There's a lot of folks that feel that. Overall, what do you feel that last night means for Michigan, looking ahead for the state of Michigan?
Well, it means voters are very happy with what Republican leadership has done in Michigan, with the leadership of our governor, Rick Snyder, and our Senate and our House. They really have turned our state around, adding 475,000 new jobs and taking our unemployment to 4.6%. We have turned our state into the comeback state, and the theme of our campaign was protect the comeback. And voters said, yes, we want Republican leadership in Lansing to continue doing what they've been doing.
Ronna Romney McDaniel, chairman of the Michigan GOP, thanks for being with us, and hopefully some sleep is coming very soon.
Very soon. Thank you.
Thank you. We asked Michigan Democratic Chair Brandon Dillon to come on the show to give a reaction. We did not receive a reply.